Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
What's shaking, Daniel?
What is shaking? Allegedly, it's March Madness.
March Madness.
Does that
UK
start?
Starts tonight. It is the 20th.
Today.
Awesome. We're doing this on the 21st of March, and
UK. Did you fill out a bracket?
Oh, yeah, I got two.
You have them going all the way?
Yeah, I do. I do that.
Kentuckians.
I do it every time. I know. It's so frustrating because especially the last several years when they lose in like the second round, you're like, I'm not even going to watch anymore.
Yeah, I just blindly picked a lot of different things, and they did not make it far in mine.
I hold out hope, even though we stunk in the SEC tournament. I still hold out hope that we'll go far, that we have a great team this year. We really have a great team this year. Really do.
Potentially gets you a little ways.
March Madness is going on, and I don't know, the climax of our swimming season for our kids is going on.
Horse season?
Horse?
Coming up.
Oh, like
April?
The ponies? Yeah, Keeneland opens in April.
I knew something.
Derby prep races. Horses. Oh, man, it's spring
in
the bluegrass.
Beautiful season.
It's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no.
Spring in the bluegrass.
It's a big deal around here.
It's a big deal around here.
I interrupted you, sorry.
And I have no caffeine still.
What?
I'm caffeine free, which is crazy.
Impressive.
It's done. I'm over it. It's over. It's done. It's forever gone.
God, you're sick.
And the reason, I'll tell you why, in addition, I might have said this on another podcast. I really hope I don't repeat myself. Somebody sent me a funny comment. They said, I see you say you put $4 for brown water or something like that, because that's what it's like when you buy decaf at Starbucks, which is basically $4 for brown water. But anyways, have you ever heard of a mocha pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah.
I have not heard of this before.
Okay.
And I got one, and it makes not just the best cup of coffee I've ever had, period, but I've never had anything but decaf in it. So I make a decaf cup of coffee in my mocha pot. Now, mind you, I have the espresso fine, grounded whatever that I get in this, I don't know, can.
Okay.
It's amazing. I love it. I make one a day.
Just wait till we get the office espresso machine.
If we have, as long as we have the decaf little things.
We'll get a decaf thing.
Remember the Nespresso we used to have?
We had an espresso. It was all the rage for a year.
But I would go back to that. That's the other thing I would do.
No, we're
going to
get
decaf.
A real espresso machine.
Oh, really? Like
yeah.
You're going to be down there?
I'll train everybody. We'll be good, yeah.
Can you do the
no
heart
pots.
Or whatever?
Oh,
or
yeah.
What is that called? Not a heart, but what is it? It's a leaf or something?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like the fleur-de-lis?
Fleur-de-lis? I don't think it's a fleur-de-lis.
No, you have to have
it?
All three of the branches.
Yeah,
to
but
that.
What is it? It's a some kind of... leaf that people do in the espresso. How do they do that? That's
kind of
cool.
Called?
I don't know.
Forget.
It's a leaf.
Yeah, it's just
you know
little,
how to do that.
On the
seriously,
wrist. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I used to work in a coffee shop back.
Yeah,
in the
but
day.
That was like a long time ago before they came up with the leaf in the coffee.
No,
probably.
It was not.
No,
that's been around forever.
For a long time.
It's yeah, so cliche.
Before that, they put a log. They before a leaf.
Yes, leaves.
Anyways, okay, we gotta move on here. Housekeeping odds and ends. This episode sponsored by Jolie Financial. That sounded like the Rigola commercial.
Rigola.
Maybe that should be our tag. Jolie.
No.
It's actually Jewel Financial. JewelFinancial.com, J-O-U-L-E, Financial.com. We're hearing from a lot of you. It's awesome. I talked to an individual. I'm not going to share their name because we're bound by confidentiality. But the other day, and you know, he's in his mid-30s and working hard and getting ready to sell a house. And he's like, I'm going to sell this house. I'm going to have all this equity. And I'll be candid. I don't feel comfortable investing this. And I said, well, you could, first of all, I'm give you the empowerment talk. Like, you definitely could. But if you do want some, guidance and assistance, that's what we do. So I think we're going to be working together. And he was like, I love the idea that it's a partnership. Like, I love the idea that I'll be able to talk to Allie and Logan and Daniel and you and get a whole strategy game. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what we do. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing. That's why we come to work every day. I love that. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. So shout out, you know who you are. Shout out to you for reaching out for that Zoom call. All right, let's go to our question. No more housekeeping nonsense. We got a question from Josh today. What do you got?
DIY!
Hey, DIY folks. I had a Roth IRA with Capital Group American Funds that I've been putting $100 a month into since I was 21. Since then, I've opened a Roth with Vanguard, and I decided to transfer my Capital Group Roth to Vanguard just to have it all in one place. I hadn't checked my Capital Group Roth in years. It was more of a set it and forget it thing. When I finally remembered how to log in, I noticed that they had been taking a 5.75% sales charge with each transaction, plus an additional fee of $10 a year. And I'm wondering how a sales charge is different from an expense ratio. So Vanguard has an expense ratio but no sales charge. If a company is taking a sales charge, are they also deducting an expense ratio? I've only heard podcasts talk about reducing your expense ratios, but I've never heard anyone talking about the sales charges. So how does a 5.75% sales charge compare to a 0.1% expense ratio? I made the transfer to Vanguard, so it's not a question of which one I should keep. It's more about how to compare the two in case I see that type of fee going forward. Thanks for all the info.
Okay, Josh, thanks so much for that question. Great question, but it does lead to a broader discussion about mutual funds, share classes, and how these things are typically sold. I'm going to go out on a limb. I could be wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you opened this through an advisor when you did. And the reason I'm going to go out on a limb and say that is because you more than likely participated in a share offerings through Capital Group and someone got a commission. Now, if you didn't, I think that would be a little odd, but I don't know. I don't know anybody that's gone out and chosen Capital Group. Now, Capital Group was the old American Funds, if that maybe rings a bell. You might be like, I don't even remember doing that. American Funds. And American Funds are traditionally sold through brokers or advisors. I don't know anybody who would wake up one day and go, I'm going to go get an American Fund account or a Capital Group Now account, because they would probably gravitate towards Vanguard or Fidelity. Now, way back in the day, 24 years ago, literally, when I started in this business, we sold mutual funds. I sold a lot of things, candidly. I sold insurance, I sold annuities, I sold everything. But I also sold mutual funds. It was probably the number one thing that we sold.
You could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
There were two types of classes, if you wanted to get paid, which we did, that we would sell to our clients, an A or a B share. And they were basically structured the same way as far as what you got at the end of the day. However, the fees were a little bit different, and the quote unquote lockup of how long you had to keep that fund was also a little bit different. The A share had a sales charge right up front, and you saw the immediate 5% plus deducted from your account. That's what paid the broker to give you that infinite wisdom to buy that thing. That paid them. You basically had no lockup. So if in a year you wanted to leave Capital Group or American Funds, you could. That's why you just transferred that to Vanguard. It was no big deal. And then your internal sales charge was less than the B share. It was probably half or even more than the B share. So you basically got to keep more of your investment. The B share, which is what I like to sell, because nobody likes to put $100 in and see it 95 the next day. That's ridiculous. So the B share was a little bit different in that I still got my 5% commission. Thank you very much. You can tell why I left that business. Okay, tongue in cheek. But get the 5%. But now the client has to keep the money in there for 5 to 6 years. And the reason they have to keep it in for 5 to 6 years is because the company is going to recoup the 5% that they paid me up front to sell the shares. So the internal sales charge is a little bit higher. Now, there's different classes and there's different symbols. So you could go to Morningstar and you could look up the different symbols and see what the gross management or gross expense ratio was. That included both the management fee and any contingent deferred sales charge. Now, the final share class was a C share class. And the C share class was a class of shares that the B reverted to after the lockup provision was over. And what happened there is the fees went down a little bit. The time period or the lockup period was gone, But then they paid the broker 1% a year to hold the shares. So that was also a good deal because you got a, like a, you know, an annuity stream. So nowadays, if you are going out there and buying investments through an advisor, personally speaking, I'd avoid that share class discussion altogether. And if that advisor does anything, make sure they're a fee-only fiduciary so they have a fee maybe on the accounts, but they use index funds or passive investments, etc. Or just as you did, Josh, go to a Vanguard or a Fidelity outright and avoid that process altogether. But that's a little history of share classes and sales charges. What say you, Daniel?
That's good. It goes back to our general rule of know what you own and why you own it. Share class and fee structure is going to be part of what you own and why you own it, why you've decided to utilize that particular share class, that particular vehicle. And it should be something just beyond, well, that's the that's what the guy that put me in the fund said was, you know, the fund that we wanted to do or whatever. Like, have a little bit of input in that. Understand why you're getting charged, what you're getting, especially on the fee side of things. Like, understand, read through, you know, advisor's ADV. Understand the fees that you're getting billed. That's sort of your role as an investor, as a client, et cetera, and understand the impacts on that. So if you know that you're having an upfront sales charge, understand how that impacts your investments and if there are any additional management fees in the fund, et cetera, what your total combination of. I think you asked, you know, how does a 5 point something, 5.75 compare to a 0.1%? I mean, you're getting a 5.75% haircut up front versus paying 0.1% every year as part of the management fee of the fund. So that's a pretty vast difference. And there is a chance, I don't know the actual fund that you're in, but there's a chance that there's still a mutual fund management fee for the actual investment management in the fund because the sales charge is going to the advisor. It's like, you know, some advisors will charge an annual advisory fee. This is going to the person who sold you the fund, not the actual management of the investments in the fund. You might have articulated that in a different roundabout way, but I want to make sure you understand that. So there are fees on top of fees there. Some of those fees are unavoidable, but you need to understand and utilize the one that's best for you. Now, back before there was like really low cost index funds that you could get for, you know, 10 basis points or 0.10%. In some cases, the math would work for you to pay an upfront sales charge, put a large sum of money in, leave it in there, and not take it out for 10 or 20 years rather than paying an annual fee or something like that. But now there's really pretty good alternatives, I would say, in most cases to where that doesn't make as much sense for a lot of people. So run the math. If you need help running the math, get a second opinion from somebody and get an honest assessment of what their fees would be versus what the fees that you are paying and try to get some math on paper and try to assess what that actually looks like. I think that would go a long way in this instance.
Well, Daniel, that was hot.
Excellent. Great answer. Hopefully that provided some value, Josh. I think, again, you've already made the decision to go to the Vanguard route, which I think is a wise one. But in the future, if you do engage with an advisor, just as Daniel said, make sure you know what you're getting involved in and what you're going to pay for it. It's a great question. All he did was sent us an audio file through his phone, probably, I'm guessing. I don't know why anybody else would do anything different. To podcast@diymoney.org. That's podcast@diymoney.org. And now we're going to send Josh a $25 Amazon gift card. So keep those questions coming. We really appreciate it. And remember, the secret to wealth is pretty simple. Live on less than you make. Invest the rest and do so for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.